The art of living, peace and freedom in the here and now. The essence of mindful living. In our fast-paced world, we often find ourselves caught up in a whirlwind of thoughts, worries, and distractions. We rush through life, always chasing after the next moment, the next goal, the next achievement. But in doing so, we miss out on the beauty and wonder of the present moment. This is where the art of mindful living comes in. Mindfulness is the practice of being fully present and engaged in the here and now. It's about paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. When we cultivate mindfulness, we open ourselves up to a world of peace, joy, and freedom that is always available to us, right here, right now. The key to mindful living is our breath. Our breath is always with us, anchoring us to the present moment. When we focus on our breath, we bring our mind back to the here and now. We can practice this anytime, anywhere. As you're listening to these words, take a moment to notice your breath. Feel the air entering and leaving your body. This simple act of awareness is the foundation of mindful living. Embracing impermanence and interbeing. One of the fundamental truths of life is that everything is impermanent. Nothing lasts forever. This might seem like a cause for despair, but in reality, it's a source of great freedom and joy. When we truly understand and accept impermanence, we can fully appreciate the preciousness of each moment. Imagine holding a delicate flower in your hand. You know that it won't last forever, that soon it will wither and die. But does this make the flower any less beautiful? On the contrary, its impermanence makes it even more precious. We cherish it all the more because we know it won't last. The same is true for our lives and our relationships. When we recognize their impermanent nature, we're inspired to live more fully, to love more deeply, to appreciate more intensely. We stop taking things for granted and start seeing the miracle in every moment. Hand in hand with impermanence is the concept of interbeing. Everything in the universe is interconnected. We are not separate entities, but part of a vast, intricate web of life. The air we breathe, the food we eat, the thoughts we think, all of these connect us to the world around us. When we look deeply, we can see that we contain within us our ancestors, our culture, our environment. We can see the sunshine, the rain, the earth in a piece of bread. This understanding of inner being fosters a deep sense of connection and responsibility. We realize that our actions affect not just ourselves, but the entire world. Cultivating peace and freedom. Peace and freedom are not things to be achieved in the future. They are available to us right now in this very moment, but to experience them, we need to let go of our attachments and our constant striving. Many of us believe that we'll find happiness when we achieve certain goals or acquire certain things. We think, I'll be happy when I get that promotion, or I'll be at peace when I retire. But this kind of thinking keeps us trapped in a cycle of endless craving and dissatisfaction. True peace and freedom come from within. They arise when we stop running after the future and fully embrace the present moment. When we're no longer driven by our cravings and aversions, we discover a deep well of peace and contentment within ourselves. This doesn't mean we become passive or indifferent. On the contrary, when we're truly at peace, we're able to engage with life more fully and effectively. We respond to situations with clarity and compassion, rather than reacting out of habit or fear. Transforming suffering into joy. Suffering is an inevitable part of life. We all experience pain, loss, and disappointment. But suffering can also be a great teacher. It can deepen our understanding and compassion and help us appreciate the joys of life more fully. The key is to learn how to suffer well. This means facing our pain with mindfulness and compassion, rather than trying to run away from it or numb ourselves to it. When we embrace our suffering, we can transform it into understanding and growth. Imagine you're feeling angry or hurt. Instead of lashing out or suppressing these feelings, take a moment to breathe and observe them. Where do you feel these emotions in your body? What thoughts are associated with them? By bringing mindful awareness to our suffering, we create space around it. We realize that we are not our anger or our pain. We are the awareness that observes these experiences. This practice of mindful observation allows us to respond to difficult situations with greater wisdom and compassion. We learn to take care of our suffering like a mother cradling a crying baby. With patience and love, we can transform our pain into understanding and joy. Living with intention and compassion. Mindful living is not just about finding inner peace. It's also about how we engage with the world around us. When we live mindfully, we naturally become more compassionate and loving towards others. We realize that everyone like us wants to be happy and free from suffering. We see that their actions, even when hurtful, often come from their own pain and confusion. This understanding allows us to respond with compassion rather than judgment or anger. Compassion starts with ourselves. We need to learn to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding. Only then can we extend that same kindness to others. Practice speaking to yourself as you would to a dear friend. Offer yourself words of encouragement and support. As we cultivate compassion, we also develop a sense of responsibility towards the world. We see that our actions have consequences that ripple out far beyond ourselves. This inspires us to live with greater intention and care. Every choice we make, what we consume, how we speak, how we treat others has an impact. By living mindfully, we can ensure that our impact is positive. We can become a source of peace and healing in the world. The continuous journey of mindful living. The art of living is not something we master once and for all. It's a continuous journey of growth and discovery. Every moment offers us a new opportunity to practice mindfulness, to cultivate peace and compassion, to live more fully. Remember, you don't need to be perfect. The goal is not to never make mistakes or never feel negative emotions. The goal is to be aware, to learn, to grow. Even a small step in the direction of mindfulness can make a big difference in your life. Start with your breath. Whenever you remember, take a moment to breathe mindfully. Feel the air entering and leaving your body. Notice the present moment. This simple practice, repeated over time, can transform your life. As you continue on this journey, be patient and kind with yourself. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small. And remember, every moment is a new beginning. No matter what has happened in the past, you always have the opportunity to start anew in this present moment. The art of living is the art of being fully alive, fully present, fully engaged with life in all its beauty and complexity. It's available to all of us, right here, right now. So take a deep breath, smile, and embrace this miraculous moment. This is the art of living.